We're on page 79. We're actually at the bottom of page 78. We're up to Simon Lamed, Sif Gimel. We're in the middle of talking Zman Hanachas Tefillin. We discussed last time that really Midoraisa Zman Hanachas Tefillin is even Belaila. Laila is also Zman Tefillin. However, we do not put on Tefillin at night because we are afraid that someone's going to fall asleep in it and pass gas in their Tefillin, and that would be us. So therefore, we have a gezeira that we do not put on Tefillin at night. We discussed that someone put it on beforehand. Halach of a morning came, Beseder, here we go, Siv Gimel though, discusses the Shita of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz comes along and says this whole Zera of not putting on Tefillin at night is only if, let's say, you stayed up all night or you're up late at night and you want to put on your Tefillin, then we're afraid you're going to fall asleep. But if you went to sleep at nighttime and you woke up early before Alos HaShachar, okay, if you woke up early before Alos HaShachar, that's not really a problem. We don't have this problem of putting on Tefillin because we're not afraid you're going to go to sleep since you already were asleep that night. Therefore, Rabbeinu Peretz tells you're allowed to put on tefillin at that time. Says the Machab over here, a rosa latis laderech vashkama. Someone wants to leave on the derech, he wants to get up on his journey at an early rising. Says a rosa latis laderech vashkama, menicham, he could put on his tefillin ukshigia zmani mashe shvam yavach. And when the zman of tefillin comes, once again, when the zman says his tefillin comes, he could go ahead and yamash mashe his tefillin to make the bracha. That means when he puts on his tefillin too early, does not make the bracha yet. Only later on he's going to put on the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah discusses over here, why did he just wait to put him on later on is when he's going to make the bracha. For a reason, he wants to put on his tefillin earlier on. Delek lemicha shemi yishan behem, because we're not afraid now he's going to fall asleep because he just woke up. Okay, for some of us that's not such a good thing when we fall asleep right when we wake up in the morning also. But that's what Rabbeinu says, but generally people wake up and they're not going to fall asleep. Because he got up to leave on the deck. He's leaving on the deck, he's traveling, and therefore it's not going to be part of this gezeira. The Mishnah Berurah does discuss over here, depends on how he's traveling. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, you sleep on your davka holy for rugla v'rochet. As long as he's going, if he's walking, or he's traveling on a horse, he's riding on a horse, let's say, or any other thing he's riding on. Yoshi Bago, if he's sitting in a wagon, or for that matter, he's on an airplane, or for that matter, he's in the back seat of a car, he's not even driving, also let me ask Shami Yisha Megad. Once again, he's going to go back, fall back asleep. If he's traveling in a place that's comfortable, and he's going to fall asleep again. Okay, the Bir Lach over here discusses that necessarily true. He has different shitas over here. But the bottom line over here is, we already have a Pesach for a Hetzer when one wakes up early in the morning. That gets into the Tehillim Shiloh, a very important Shiloh. Halacha L'maisa is that some people, especially in places of the world where Alos HaShachar is very late, let's say in America in the winter time, Alos HaShachar of Nates is like 7:20 in the morning. Alos HaShachar is very late. People who have to get to work very early in the morning, they have to be on their way well before, sometimes even before Zman, Sisis, and Tzum. And the question, what's going to be over here, are they of a Hetzer over here, to where Tzum you are? Okay, we know you could daven already at Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is a problem, not a problem of davening, which is going to be well before the time of Zman, Sisis, and Tzum. Comes from Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein says that you could rely on this Rabbeinu Peretz and go ahead and those people will go to work, even though it's going to be every day during this period of time where Nates is very late. Even then, you could go ahead and put on his film earlier on. And he says, Ramosha, even though over here Paz is not to make a bracha, Ramosha says they should even make a bracha on the film in this case. He says, what's the svar over here? Ramosha is a gevaldik svar, and so true, is that when Jews do mitzvahs and they're told not to make a bracha on it, they don't think they're really accomplishing anything. They don't think they're really, look, I'm not even going to get a bracha on it. It's not really such a mitzvah. So Ramosha is cautious. These people are not even going to come to put on tefillin and say, I'm not even going to make my mitzvah. Tefillin are not even going to make. They're not going to be. And therefore, says Ramosha, not only they put on tefillin, they can even make the bracha on their tefillin in this case. I wanted to present, based on this Ramosha, Yoni Dinyomer, we're in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, someone who missed the day of Sfiras HaOmer, it's so much true what Ramosha says. Ramosha says, as well, once a person misses a whole day of Sfiras HaOmer, people are very, very belachas, don't miss a day, If Chazon, they miss the day, so now the halacha is, based on one Rishon, we hold that the whole Sfira is one unit, we're not allowed to make the bracha anymore. Okay, but Ruba Rishonim hold, you continue with the bracha. You missed one day, you continue the next day, even with the bracha. We're machmir for the bracha. What happens to one person, one misses one day? That's not so important. They miss the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, and that's terrible because they missed. I found this Torah in a Sefer, one of the Chronishes Svarim in Halacha. He also presents this Svarah also, that once you get in. Lamaisa, we don't do it. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, not the Kinnir with the Brachim. Orin Rabin or Nevitzel said, not the Kinnir with the Brachim, Vaisiris Omer. But over here by Tfilin, you have the Rav Moshe to go ahead and rely on. That's what meant much of Klal Yisrael, who wake up very, very early in the morning these times of the year, and they'll even make a, go ahead and make a Brachim. We're talking about someone who's going to have to take off his Tfilin already before the Zman of Tzitzit Tfilin. If he's still going to have his Tfilin on when the Zman of Tzitzit Tfilin, then we'll say for him to be Mashmesh B'Yavarit. But if he's going to have to go on the Derech even before that, then we'll go ahead and rely on Ramosha and go ahead and make the bracha even on the tefillin based on this Rabbeinu Peretz over here in Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet. Hayafah b'derech u'tfillin b'rosho. If he's on the derech and his tefillin is on his head. V'shaka lav chama and comes shkiyat chama, comes sundown. Oshay yoshiv beis medresh u'tfillin b'rosho v'kiddush alav yom. Or another case. He's sitting in the beis medresh Friday afternoon. He lost track of time. He's wearing his tefillin. And now it comes Shabbos. Shabbos starts. So Yaniach Yadu Alam Achiyagia Belabayis, in both cases, he could put his hand over his tefillin until he gets to home after nighttime or even after Shabbat started. But let's say he's far away from his house and there's a house that's closer, that's caught up to the entrance of the city, Shemishtamim Sham, and it's not going, you're not going to be afraid they're going to get stolen, they're going to get destroyed. It's going to be Mishumar there, okay? It's going to be watched. And then he is hired to go ahead and take him off over there and leave him at this person's house because they will be watched over here. That says later over here in the beginning, we're talking about over here a case where he's afraid he can't take him off right now, even though it's nighttime or it's going to be Shabbos, because he's afraid that someone's going to come steal the tefillin or something's going to happen. He's going to be zillion to the car, he's going to lose his tefillin. Therefore, we give this hefker that he can continue wearing them into the night, and he can continue wearing them even into Shabbos, even though there are those folks who will hope that it's going to be muksa without getting into that. We'll talk about that later on. Tefillin, muksa on Shabbos. Over here, we're going to be mako because of the bezayin of tefillin. We're going to go ahead and let him go ahead and completely go ahead and continue wearing his tefillin in this case. Both in the case of the Reisha, which is talking about when it comes to nighttime, or even when it comes into Shabbos time. And that gets into the shaila, is what point does one have to take off his tefillin? Someone who's wearing his tefillin later in the day, at what time are you chayiv to remove your tefillin? It's actually earlier on, in the beginning of the seven, the Beralacha, the first day of Beralacha over here, in Dibur Maslim, lo chala tefillin mishishokacham. It says, Mishishoka HaChama. We have a similar Lashon that they're discussing over there in Hilchos Chanukah, when the Iker is man of Allah is near his time. Mishishoka HaChama, Mishkiyas HaChama. There's different Lashon over here. The Mechaber of Be'alach is Medayit from the Mechaber. In Lochot Tzom, Mishishoka HaChama, Rosalomar, Gemar Shkia. Talking about not the beginning of Shkia, the end of Shkia. Do Tzeisok HaChama, which is really Tzeisok HaChama. That means you can lather, keep on your tzom, even though we don't wear them at night. Even though Shkia is already Safek Yom, Safek Laila, really one is allowed to wear according to the Beralacha until the end of Shkia, which is Seisa Kochavit. The house is Ben Chalitha's Tefillin Medina, the Ilu Ben Ashmashah, Tefillin Ma'ilu Makkum, Mishama in Tzach Lachas, and even if you're in a Makkum, to watch them, you would still not be required to remove your Tefillin, Kemuchach, Menachos, Lam, and Vavav, Viz, Afar, Vila, Man, the Yisrael, Lala, Zman, Tefillin, That is over here, the Mishnah Berurah by us also says it in the middle of Sif Katan Tezvah, five lines down. He says, therefore, the little bit of hell, my happened a week ago. My son Yisrael Meir went to go ask the Rav Nevinsel if he's wearing his tefillin. What point is he required to remove his tefillin? He had a bunch of tefillin questions. He just started putting on his tefillin. Anyway, that was one of the questions. The Rav Nevinsel said, Shkia. He said, Shkia. So, L'chora, that's against the Zbira, L'chora, the Mishnah Berurah. But L'chora, that is the continuation over here, the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does say over here, but calls them Medina. Doesn't bring down the reason. The color is maybe Kabbalistic over here. I think about, there's a reason to take off your tefillin already, not to already lila and tefillin at all, and therefore already at shkia to go ahead and take off your tefillin. So Lamaisa, if you see someone still wearing their tefillin outside, and it's after shkia, before it says the color, you know he has what to rely on. He has his beralacha. You'll see that in the robe sometimes. People walk in and tell him, even though it seems to be dark here, it's already past Shkia. Nevertheless, he's still this fun. They have what to rely on. Those who are back to take it off, make sure by Shkia are nizar because of this Arizal. But as you see over here, Maker de Dina, it is really mutter until Tzeisa Kochavi. Okay? Fine. Moving on to Sif Hei. V'yesh Misha Omer. Okay, the Yesh Misha Omer, she needs power to its harvest in the yom, Achlo in Yachtfern, Ein Lo Lanicham Acherkach. Number one, very importantly, Yesh Misha Omer is a Lashon that the Mechaber does use in certain places. There's no two days over here. Yesh Omer, we know, Halachos like Basra. A stam in Yesh Omer Lachos like stam. Over here is just a Yesh Misha Omer. Generally, a Yesh Misha Omer is that he found one Rishon who says the following, and therefore he is Fasi, but he's Mashma over here. It's generally a Rishon that he found much later in the Rishon. It's not a Rashi or a Rambam generally. It's something later in the Rishonim. Over here it's a Truma Tadeshim. Okay? And he is being saying this is the thing, because I didn't find any Chokim necessarily on it. However, many times if we find, saying this, we find things that are disagree, it could be it's opening for as a petach that he might not pass. And that's the case over here. Okay? Because the Taz points out over here that in other places in Halacha, we're not so mad, but over here we're saying that this, what's it saying, Lamaisa over here, that he's already davened Marv. Even though he davened Marv early, then he is not allowed to put on his tefillin anymore, right? Yeshayim, he means, Paul, he goes, Yom, actually, he has tefillin, he loves Yechavakarka, because he already made it nighttime by davening Marv. However, that's not so pasha. Look inside, see, cut Yudzai. Vafilu Odayam Godl Konashkiyam, that's well before Shkiyah, according to the already davened Marv, he can't put on tefillin. He already made this time Laila, according to Yehuda. You're allowed to dive and do the mitzvahs of the night already after Plaga Mincha. And that's what he did. Zman Shechiva b'kriyat Shana Tefillah Shal Arvis. He miyachbo tefillin, yachter v'yatei yom. If he puts on the tefillah, now he's making it daytime again. V'ari shtei kula shesotu zuazu. And therefore he's doing something that's called a tartei desatri. You made it nighttime, and now you're making daytime. Make your mind up. You can't do both with kula. However, achach roni miskimu. The farmer asking la locha the mechuyav la nicham. He should still go ahead and put on his tefillin. That's what the mishnah. Oh, believe bracha. Because manchu kodem tesa kochavim before. As long as before tesa kochavim, not only shkia, but even tesa kochavim, he's gonna go ahead and put on his tefillin. Believe bracha. Being huloi pilo adayin afal pisha tzibur itvalo. If he didn't daven marv, but even though the tzibur has already davened, this is generally just the halacha. In small communities where there's only one shul, let's say that one shul already davened their one tefillah marv. It was early marv, but he did not daven. So generally we hold your nigra achar tzibur. You go after the tzibur, like for Kabbalah Shabbos and things like this. Your nigra achar tzibur. However, over here in the kachlum, that would not be anything over here. Even though the tzibur davened marv, he did not daven. The anicha mebracha, he goes and even puts on a bracha. Imor dain yom. Kevichu ena osa shtei kulos hasosros zo etzu. Now, before we get to the last lines over here, I just want to give a little introduction to a very important din in Hilchos Tefillin, and that's the following. Okay? Is tefillin a mitzvah every day? Once a day, you're mekayim your mitzvah of tefillin, or is really a mitzvah that really does not have daily mitzvahs? Whenever you put on your tefillin, you're mekayim mitzvahs and tefillin. It has many, many nafkaminas, and Rav Saul talks about it a lot over here. That could be what's going on over here, and that's what it is. Because over here, if we're makad, they tefillin has to be every single day. We want to understand why the Mishnah Berurah is going to be very makbid over here to go ahead and put him on, even though he's already davened marv, because you want to make sure they don't go ahead and get a day without tefillin. But if really the mitzvah, every second the mitzvah tefillin, if you put him on a little extra time here, a little extra time there, you're also, every second you wear him, it's the same mitzvah. So if you put him on for, say, 10 minutes on Tuesday, and five minutes on Monday, and 5 minutes on Tuesday, it's really the same mitzvah. Okay? L'maisa, we're generally makbid on both, and we don't want to miss a day of tefillin chas v'shalom. But in many places, the Neven Sol points out that really the halacha is that, you can put them on any time, and that's what the Neven Sol points out. Perhaps that's the day over here, the Truma Sedeshin, quoting the Mechaber, he says, if you're already done, you don't put on tefillin, next day you'll put them on some more. It's not really a big deal, you missed one day. Okay? But over here, the Mishnah Berurah point out, no, you should make sure to put them on that specific day. However, an end over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'dafka im lo yinichem oto yom kla. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah is saying this is all only talking about if you have not worn tefillin yet that day. Avon kvari niach tefillin, you weren't tefillin at Shachris. Raksha rotzel aniach gam atza, but now you want to put on tefillin again. But you daven marv early. Ein roi lanichem im et tzibor kvari yitfalu arvitz. So the tzibor already, daven in marv, you know, just the tzibor. Not only them, then the Mishnah Berurah says it's not roi to go ahead and put on tefillin again, because you're a mekayim that once a day mitzvah. Look what Moreno Rabbi Noam Nevitzel points out. That's only according to the Mandama that holds really once a day. It's not really every second this is the mitzvah tefillin. Because if you hold every second the mitzvah tefillin, who cares if I put them on chakras? I want to put them on again. There's no difference. Even if I wore them on chakras, I want to put them on again in order to kind of wear mitzvah tefillin. So really, it should be the same halacha. El rak pamachas v'yom. If it's only pamachas v'yom, we understand the psak over here, and then the Mishnah Berurah. But another those points out. If the mitzvah is kol rega v'rega, there wouldn't be any difference over here between if he wore him at chakras or not, or he did not wear him at chakras or not, and therefore it sounds like for Nevinsol, if he wanted to put on his skull again, he can even put on again if he would like to, because he is also generally holds Meikar the din of the halacha is really that it's bekol rega verega, not every day. Chas v'shalom, don't come to say that I'm saying that once you meikol, not put still on a day. Oh, I'll put on more the next day. But we'll see this far come up and again and again. Hezrat Hashem will come back to this call to every day and have a great day.